Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. That's Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. 23, did I say that? I did, didn't I? I'm Jim Blasingame. I don't think I said that yet. I'm glad you're here. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life, folks. I'm glad you're here, and we got our good friend Wally Bach joining us. Wally's a 1997 model. He's been with us since the beginning. Wally, writing a book with Wally.com, right? Wally, is that still it?
Writing a book with Wally.com. We do not go for subtlety.
That's right. And intuitiveness is his name. Hey, Wally, we're talking about journaling, folks. We're talking about getting your ideas out. I just want people to realize that journaling is for anybody. If you don't have a journalism degree, if you don't think you're a writer, if you think you're a bad writer, it doesn't matter. These are your thoughts. They belong to you. And Wally's trying to help us get things out of our head. And one thing I know, Wally, just like anything else, the more getting started isn't always easy. But the more you do it, the better you get at it, and the more you get out of it. What do you think?
Yeah, that's definitely true. There's a Yiddish proverb that all beginnings are hard.
And right.
That's true. That's true for anything. But the thing about journaling, and you hit it, Jim, is that if you're going to keep a journal, you don't have to show it to anybody. It doesn't have to be
that's
good.
Right.
It's a way to put your thinking out. Frankly, it's a way to keep you from fooling yourself, because it's easy to think in your head, well, I'm working real hard. Now, you start keeping track of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
you find I have a friend and client, Steve Lynch, who wrote a marvelous book. And one of Stephen's things is Stephen was Mr. New Zealand in 1993.
Hmm.
And we put a story in the book called Business Execution for Results. We put a story in the book about his training for that. And one of the reasons he wanted to put it in, he said, you know, people have to know that if you don't keep records, you're going to hit yourself.
Mm-hmm. And don't trust your memory, because you'll forget stuff.
Oh, but not only will you forget stuff, but your memory will lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because what your brain does is it's going to tell a story, but if it doesn't know something, it just makes it up.
Well, and let me bring this to a business example. So today you went back to the office after talking to a customer, went back to work after on the phone or Zoom or whatever, and you said that customer is not letting me be profitable. They're too high maintenance, they wear me down on price. They're not letting me be profitable. So you write that down. That's it. That's all you write down. ABC company won't let me make a profit. Write that down and set it aside. In a week from now, when you're pricing the new contract for them, you hopefully will stumble across that again. And if you didn't write it down, you probably wouldn't remember that when you started pricing. I mean, you might not. That's my point. It doesn't have to become anything. But now here's the thing. As you and I both know, Wally, if you do that over 5 or 10 years maybe, then that becomes the meat of a book, at least the skeleton of a book.
Well, if you want to do a book, journal can help you get the thoughts out, get them on paper so that you can start putting them in order. But even if you don't want to do a book, if you want to, review contracts with people like you were just talking about. If you want to think about, do I want to set up this other location? Do I want to bring out this new product? Or which new product do I want to bring out? You can, if you write your thinking down, you can sharpen it. And if you sharpen it, you will make better decisions and you will make more money. It's pretty much as simple as that.
Well, that's right. And I'll tell you one other thing, Wally, I hadn't thought about it really before today, but it's the truth. I guess I've thought about it in a way. But I've written 4 books, and none of them began with the intention of being a book. the first words, first idea for the book was not intended to be for a book.
Mm-hmm. That's what most of my ideas don't become books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what the ratio is.
Mine either, and the world is happy about that, by the way, Wally.
Everyone has a book inside them, and as Shelby Foote said, for most people, it should stay right there.
Exactly. But okay, so if somebody wanted to talk to you about helping them with a book, what would be the process?
Right. The easiest thing to do is go to the website, writingabookwithwally.com. There's a contact form on there. Bang, you can do that. Or look me up on LinkedIn. There's a whole bunch of stuff there about the services that I do. And there's a way to contact me as well.
So if they wanted you, if they said to you, Wally, I got a book in me, I don't know how long it's going to come out, will you help me start journaling? Will you do that?
Absolutely.
Okay. There you
Absolutely.
Go,
folks. Although but most of the, I will tell you this, most of the people who come to me and are ready to do books started it in their journal.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, as you said, not as, with no idea that it would ultimately be a book.
Yeah. Folks, and also, I just got to say this, folks, your customers want to hear from you. You have expertise. If you don't know how to start writing to your customers. Tell them things you know, and that could become a book. Hey, Wally, good job today. Will you come back?
If I have to, okay.
All right.
Okay, Jim. You've been nice to me. I'll come back.
Wally Bach, the incomparable Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this out for just a few minutes. I'll be right back. Don't go away after the break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.